Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 19th through the 21st, 2017 at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information. Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Wargaming Recon is the only member of the TSR Podcast Network to discuss historical and New England gaming. I am delighted to say this is episode 186, and we are going to be talking about something different here. So we're going to be reviewing the Model Box subscription service. You can get all the information from what we're going to discuss by going to the links to the show notes, wargamingrecon.com/WR186. That's wargamingrecon.com/WR186. So joining me today is my buddy and co-host, Mr. Mike Payne. Mike, how are you today?
I'm good, Jonathan. How's it going over there?
It's good. I'm actually really excited for what we are going to be doing today because it's a little different, and I'm excited that you're here to do it with us because I think that this is really something that you're going to have some strong input about.
Well, we'll see about that.
So you and I...
I hope you're right.
Well, you and I were talking about it a little bit before we were recording because you weren't quite familiar with it. So,
and nothing's changed as far as that's concerned.
I'll re-explain it to you and explain it to all of our listeners in case people don't know what this is.
I need reinforcement. I already told you how my memory is.
So ModelBox is a monthly subscription service for the miniature hobbyists. It's a monthly subscription service for wargamers. And it's kind of like getting like a Fruit of the Month Club or Tea of the Month Club, or there are things like Loot Crate, which is very popular now for people who like geekdom things and just nerd kind of stuff or whatever. They have all sorts of these kind of different things out there. Different companies do them. Whatever your interest happens to be, there's something like this for you. And so the way this one works is that every month that you are a member, they send you a box. It's going to look like something that you'll see on their website, or if people are watching our video, you can see it's going to look like something like that. But it's basically just a small little cardboard box. It says Model Box on it with their logo, and they send it to you. And inside are things that you don't know what they are, but are somehow relevant to the miniature wargaming hobby.
Yeah, it'd have to be good, Jonathan. I just can't imagine getting something that I don't know what it is and getting something that I want every time. I don't know. I've got my doubts.
Well, I think part of the idea of this is that it's supposed to be fun because you don't know what is in there. Kind of like getting a present. So like, let's say you have a birthday party, Mike, and I come over to your birthday party and I give you a present for your birthday. You don't know what I gave you.
You gave me a package of Long Johns.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't know.
I'm good. I'd make it take them home.
Exactly. Maybe it's something you really want, and maybe it's something you don't. But there's no way to know. And I think they're trying to play on the, like, isn't this kind of fun aspect of it?
I can't take it much longer, Jonathan. Open that box.
It depends on who it is. So when you sign up, you pick how frequently you want to pay. Do you want to pay by the month? It's 23.99 British pounds because they're a British company, and then you get discounts if you pay quarterly, so every 3 months, or if you pay every 6 months, it ends up being 131.94 British pounds. So they do discount that. One thing that they do that I think is really interesting is that they theme the box. So each month is a different box. So the box that we got, which was a review copy that came to us, so want to give our thanks to Model Box for the review copy, but it was called Barbaric. So as you can guess, it's going to be related to barbarians of some sort.
That sounds good.
And that was for May 2017. The June 2017 theme is Suit Up, which I can't quite figure out exactly what that means. They released the themes on their Facebook page. And the one we got, and I'll open it so it's on the video feed. We did an unboxing, so people should watch the unboxing for like a full.
Oh, you did one already?
Yeah, we did the unboxing. It was a full like 20 minutes of me being like,
"You already know what's in there."
You're playing. Well, of course I know, but.
And you're building up all this suspense on me. Open that thing.
I'm like Vanna White.
Come on. Yeah, you are. Cut it out. Come on.
So here we go. So if you're watching the video, you're seeing some of what's in here. And for those of you who are not, I'm going to start describing it for you because an audio podcast is not good when people are like, hey, look at that. Isn't that neat? So I've listened to shows like that.
I can see you right now. So that's not the same thing as what everybody else is getting.
No, but if I do this, you can't see anything.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
So it's packed. It's actually really neat with some black confetti kind of stuff. What you'd get at like a party store.
Oh, okay. I thought those were figures. I didn't know. I still don't know what I was looking at. I'm still waiting to find out.
And so then they include, we got a few things. We got first two dice. I love dice. And it takes a little while to orient them the correct way. But they have a fake mother of pearl finish. And if you orient them just right and you look at where the six would be, it is their logo, which is kind of neat. So it's a clenched fist full of paintbrushes.
Oh, that's nice.
Like a fine detail brush or like a dry brush. Nice. So it's really cool. I haven't rolled. Well, yeah, we'll roll it on the air.
Are they loaded?
I got a 2 and a 1. So.
Yeah, that's about what you usually get.
It is. So not scientific.
I've seen you roll.
Yeah, I roll poorly.
Yeah, I'm not so great myself.
It's like Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade. And the Nazis come in to pick what they think the Holy Grail is. And the Knight of The Last Crusade is there. And the Nazis pick one. I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't seen it, although it's an old movie by now. And they pick one and something happens and the Knight's like, they chose poorly. And like, I roll poorly.
We need Will Valentine to roll for us because he never rolls bad.
No, he's really good.
Yeah, he's killing me.
So there's dice. There's a model called Cormac from Darklands, Karad of the Uinil.
Oh, that's easy Cormac for you to say.
And
let's see the figure. Show me the figure.
He's from Mierce Miniatures. And he looks to be a 28mm multi-part pewter, or might not be pewter. Actually, no, he's not pewter. White metal, I think, is what we're supposed to call it. Yeah, they don't actually make them out of lead anymore.
It's got a little bit of everything in it.
So it has a base, which is just a regular little plastic base. It's round base. You get the body of the figure. It's a pretty decent figure, actually.
Yeah. Give me a look at that.
On the flashing, and
that's your thumb. I'm looking at.
It's just a little.
That's awful.
It has a cape. You get a sprue with a. I don't know what the heck it is.
Well, at least you don't have to put the head on.
I know. Yeah, the head's attached, which is good.
I can't stand putting heads on.
Some blob of some sort. I don't know what that is. Yeah. You get an axe with an arm. A little work on the axe, and they give you. It's a head, like a beast head, and I don't quite know where it goes. But so that's one thing.
Is there an example on the package or what it's supposed to look like assembled?
No, but do you know what? On their website.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. They actually have a special link for that they show all the things that did come in the previous months. So that way you could see everything that was in it that you missed out on or that you got. As the case may be. So that's one figure. Came with two things of Vallejo game color paint. So one is bronze flesh tone. So you could paint up your nearly naked barbarian. And Game Effects fresh blood. So make things bloody.
Oh, yeah. You can always use that.
Which is pretty nice.
Especially if you got zombies.
Exactly, yeah. You could use it for a lot of things. Then it comes with a pack of, I think it's like 100 resin skulls from greenstuffworld.com. Oh, so it's a little Ziploc baggie full
of... Everybody needs those.
You could use it for a lot of things.
Absolutely. I'd put them right to work.
And then there's another mini, which I actually previously tried to take out, but it's completely like vacuum sealed, and so I don't have... Or maybe it's not. No. No, I think it is. So I need scissors, and I just was not having a good time of opening it. But it's by Hassle Free Miniatures, and it's from the Fantasy Humans line, Sana.
No, we can't see the whole thing, but it looks pretty good.
So she has a cape on, she has a battle axe with arm that you would have to cut off and attach, and the figures look cool, things look nice, and that's everything in the box.
Okay.
And on their website for what's in the box, they actually have better pictures for what was in May, but they say for the hassle-free miniatures barbarian, the one that we got Sana with, there's actually four different options for how it would look. So the one we got looks like it is the second option, but there's like one with two swords out to the side. There's one with a battle axe going like across the body, and which is the one we got. And those are two female ones. And then there were two male ones. One looks like a linebacker running with a sword kind of. And then another one looks like a typical like Conan the Barbarian kind of look.
But you don't get to choose. They choose for you.
They choose for you. Yeah. And then the Cormac from Mears Miniatures that we were able to pull out, Cormac of the Red Hand, he's the only one of that that you get. And it looks like the head is supposed to be a trophy that he, some poor beast head that he cut off.
Oh, yeah.
And the blobby metal thing that I couldn't figure out what it was, it's a scenic base that goes on top of the 20... I think it's 28 mil figures, the 28 millimeter round base.
Oh, okay.
So it's a decorative piece. So you could do it. And then you could add skulls to it if you wanted. They do say there are 100. And actually, this too, it says that they are either orc or human. And I don't know, I can't tell if there's a mix in the bag so that you get both orc and human in one bag.
You can't tell. You do not know the difference between an orc skull and a human skull by now.
These are really, really small. And there's like a million of them.
I can't believe that you just said that.
Well, I can't tell if there's orc ones in here or not. I see human ones, but there might also be orc skulls in here as well that I can't.
Okay.
But I'm thinking it's like one bag of orc skulls and one bag of human skulls, and you get whatever.
Right. So you just had the luck of the draw.
Yeah, basically. And then the paint. And
so what kind of money are we talking for this grab bag that we don't know what's in it when we get it?
Well, on their website for what's supposed to be in the box, they also list another paint from Army Painter, which either fell out when I did the unboxing and I can't find, which is unlikely because I haven't moved this very far, or it wasn't in the box. So I don't want to say that they didn't send it if they were supposed to send it, because it's possible it's floating somewhere down in my gaming space here, and I just don't know where it is, or it's possible that it was not sent. So I don't know, but the other paint...
Well, it's also possible it wasn't sent because you didn't pay for your sale.
Well, it could be, although they did
know... really can't complain anyway.
They did know, though, that it, review copy to do for the show, but this other paint is from the Army Painter for the Zombie Side game, their War Paint series, and it's called Glistening Blood, and they use it for zombies, it looks like.
Oh, you gotta find that.
So I mean, blood effects are always a popular thing. And, and do you know what though? It's interesting. It's really interesting because they say on their website for what was supposed to be in May was that you're gonna get Vallejo fresh blood and you would get Vallejo dried blood. But instead, what I got was Vallejo fresh blood and Vallejo bronze flesh tone.
Well, if you're going to paint the figure, you kind of need the flesh tone anyway.
You do. So I don't know.
A little confusing when they tell you one thing and you get something else. But I'm still confused. I don't get this whole idea in the first place. You know what I mean? If I'm paying for something, I kind of want to know what I'm getting.
Well, so now that we talk about what was in the box, just to remind people of the price points, you can pay monthly £23.99 British pounds per month.
What is that?
You pay every 3 months, £68.97 British pounds, or every 6 months, it's £131.94 British pounds.
Can you convert that into real money?
So right now, so we're recording this on June 14th, 2017. And right now, because of all the Brexit kind of stuff, and I'm not going to get into politics, but because of all the Brexit kind of stuff and everything, even with the
recent elections,
but because of all the Brexit kind of stuff, the British pound is worth less than it used to be. So now is a really great time for people across the pond here in America, in North America, to buy things from England. So but it changes all the time. Like every minute of the day.
All right. So If you buy into this, is the price going to change after you already bought into it?
So you pay the $23.99 British pounds, whatever that equates to, into your money, wherever you are, whether it's US dollars, whether it's Australian dollars, whether you're in New Zealand or Japan or wherever the heck you are. It's $23.99 British pounds.
Right.
And that's what they charge it. Since we didn't have to pay because it was a review copy, I don't know if they do payment, like say via PayPal, which would charge you the $23.99 British pounds and then just automatically convert it. So they would say like $23.99 British pounds right now is worth, well, I'm looking it up right now. It's $30.60 American. So they would say, okay, we're charging you $23.99 British pounds. And then they pull $30.60 American out of your bank account. And then like if next month, if $23.99 British pounds is even less, then your price actually is less than your in US dollars. But if the pound is worth more, do you understand what I'm saying? I guess
I do, but I think I'd rather see them have a US-based operation so I can just, well, actually, I'm not buying into this anyway, because I really like the two figures. They're really nice, but whatever I'm spending on those, I'd rather spend it on something that I want. Mm-hmm. So those would look great in my collection, and I can figure out a way to run anything and hang high, but whatever that amount of money is, $20, $30 or whatever, I can buy something that I'm currently doing and add it into my collection that way. So this might be great for somebody, but especially somebody who's just starting out into a hobby and just wants to collect, but I'm not hopping on board.
Well, and see, I think you hit the nail on the head, because when I opened the box and I looked at it, I was like, oh neat, there's a bunch of things. And then I may even have said in the unboxing video, and I honestly don't remember, but I know I have since then thought that like these are all neat looking things and they look like quality. And I do believe you get value for what you would be spending. So I think this is like at least $30 worth of stuff. I really do.
Yeah, you might even be getting more value than what you spent, But
for me, again, like I don't paint really anymore. So like I'll trade the paint, I'll give it away or something. But generally, I don't paint. Which, since I don't paint, like, why would I be buying?
Yeah, there really isn't anything in that box you would put to use today anyway.
Dice.
Oh, the dice.
30 yeah, okay. bucks for dice.
I forgot about the dice. That was the first thing you showed me. They are nice dice.
No, they are. But again, like,
but I use 10-sided dice in my game. So
you do. And
well, that's actually, I could use the 6-sided because I make a few decisions with those too.
And I use the custom Wargaming Recon D6 that Christopher Rhett makes. So, but like, I see value in all of it. I think it's worth the money. But for someone like me, even if I did paint, I don't do really anything with barbarians. So it's not going to be of use to me generally.
Right. And, well, you might someday do something with barbarians. You are a member of the barbarians also. That's
that is true. But like at the moment, I don't have any projects for barbarians. I don't have terrain. I don't have whatever. Like,
I think you need to paint that barbarian and display it proudly.
Do you know what? I will make...
It's about time you painted something.
I'm going to make a deal here.
You're way overdue. I want to see that. Next time we do this, and that's tomorrow, I want to see that thing painted.
So I'm going to make a deal with you, Mike. And I'm going to make a deal.
Okay.
Not just with you.
This will be good.
Oh, God. I'm going to make a deal with you and with all the listeners that I will paint one of the figures that was in this box if...
Nice. If.
If, hold on, there's conditions. Not a lot.
Yeah, I know.
No, if this episode gets reshared on social media by listeners 10 times. I want 10 different people who listen to reshare it.
I'll spam the shit out of everybody with this
thing. You know, you don't count because you're part of the group. You don't, So like at least 10 listeners have to reshare this.
All right. Come on, listeners. Media, step up.
You reshare it. You got to let me know. Give me a screenshot of it.
Click that mouse out there.
And you do it, and I'll paint one of the figures. I'm not promising to paint it well, but I'll paint it. I'll use the paints that came with the box.
You're going
to
do a great job. And you're going to paint them both.
I don't know. I'm painting one. And don't set expectations high. I appreciate the encouragement.
High? That's high? Paint two figures?
No. The high is I'm going to do a good job.
Well, I expect at least an honest effort.
Oh, they will be completely an honest effort. There will be paint on the figures.
Yeah, no, I know you'll try.
And but it's me, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'll tell you, I'm going to critique the figure, but I won't be cruel.
Okay.
You know, if I think it's really bad, you'll notice the silence.
He goes like, maybe you should put that in a box.
Yeah, I won't have much to say.
So that's the deal, people.
All right, that's a good deal.
I think it's fair.
Come on, people. There's enough people out there to post this thing 10 times.
You got to share this on social media, take a screenshot or something, and then let me know. And then I'll paint Cormac of the Red Hand just because I could actually get him out of the box. Unlike the other guy.
You should paint the other one, though. I think the other one you don't have to assemble.
No, you do because you got to put her weapon on. You got to clip it off the thing.
Oh, you do. So either way, you're going to have to do some assembling. Can you handle it?
I don't have, well, we didn't say they had to be
assembled. You're not going to ship it out to Adrian to have him do the assembling, are you?
We didn't say they had to be assembled.
Prime it for you.
We just said it had to be painted. I can paint all the components. And actually, a lot of people, like, they would paint it separately anyway. They paint on the sprue, as it were, and then
A lot of people do that. I don't like to do it that way.
They
get a nice finish.
I've never understood how you save yourself anything with it, but people like it. One thing I should say, though, I was actually really excited about the Hassle-Free Miniatures figure, not necessarily because of what it is, but because of who did it. They also did custom figures for the Miniature Wargaming documentary that's supposed to be in process right now. We had Joe Pittenting, who's the director. He's been on the show a couple times.
I forgot all about that thing.
I was excited. I was like, oh, Hassle-Free Miniatures. But to go back to your point about is this worth it, I think you do get $30 American worth of stuff. I think you get like $40 American worth of stuff.
I don't question the value that you get. Yeah, same here. I don't question the value. But if you're somebody who collects stuff and likes to paint, and you don't have a big collection. You know, there's probably a lot of people this would work for. You know, they like the surprise to see what's coming.
Well,
like I told you, I'm not a big on surprises.
No, but I think you're right that like for someone just starting out, I think this is a perfect gift. You get them like 3 months subscription or 6 months subscription because someone getting into the hobby, they're not going to have much of this kind of stuff. It's really expensive to get any of it. You know, just figuring out what you need to do. So this gives them a nice taste of it, like a tasting menu at a restaurant. So they can have a little of this and a little of that, go to the buffet, you know, and see what strikes them. Like, do they like painting the Barbarian? Do they like painting Wild West figures or whatever else comes? And then they can see what they like, and then they can track down, oh, well, I really like that Hassle-Free Miniatures, so I'm going to buy more of that stuff. Or I really like Vallejo paint, I'm going to do this. Oh, I don't like this other manufacturer, I'm not going to touch them. So I think it can be handy for that. And I also think it could make like a good gift thing just in general. So like,
I was just going to mention that. I think it's terrific.
I mean, not for you, but.
Well, I mean, just a suggestion to somebody to show them your appreciation. That would be a nice way to do it.
Yeah. So you get them a month of it and you go on a birthday party. Okay. So here's someone who I think this would actually be perfect for. So our mutual friend, Alex, who's also a co-host on the show.
Today's his birthday.
His birthday's today. Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday, Alex. Birthday boy. I already sent him an epic birthday song, but we'll give him another happy birthday to him.
Yeah. And we have
all deserves it.
Official Wargaming Recon Facebook page. There's a really nice picture of Alex wearing.
That was a great picture of him.
Thank you.
Terrific.
of him with a little birthday hat and balloons. And
yeah, as I'm sure he's going to put that away in his box of memories. He'll hang on to that one.
It's going to come back to haunt me. I know it is.
I picture a little party hat on you at some point in the future.
Yeah. But this would be great for him because he loves to paint figures. He loves D&D and role-playing games and group storytelling and all that kind of stuff. So something like this would be perfect for him because you get your paints. He's not going to know what it's going to be. It's a great gift. I should have, instead of doing this for the show, I should have said, hey, Alex, here's your present.
Why didn't you do that?
I know. What was I thinking? I don't know.
I don't know.
But you get your figs, you get all this stuff. And someone like him, it's perfect. So it's a great gift idea. And I think it's a case of you really kind of either have to just not know someone really well and say, okay, this is going to be something that we'll try for them. You get it for yourself because you want to try different things. Or it's someone who you know who just likes to paint. They don't care what they paint, but they just want to paint figs. I mean,
if it's somebody like that, then this is right up their alley. Because if you just like to paint figures, it's kind of nice to get something that would be unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, in some regards, I think it's nice to go to your local game store. If it's a good game store, if they treat you well and if you like them and so forth, and right. just look and see like what new stuff they have. I'll buy this new figure or whatever. But not everyone has a place like that nearby. And
that's right.
So something like this is nice because it shows up on your doorstep and there it is. And you open it and you're like, what's inside? And you just right. see what it is. So it has good and it has bad about it. And but I think you're right, Mike. It depends on the audience. And like someone right. like you and I, you're really targeted. And you know what you want, like you're focused on Hanghai and all the stuff that pertains to that. So not knowing if it would be useful to you, it doesn't make sense for you. And whereas like I'm focused, I don't know what I'm focused on, but I'm focused on
stuff. You're not focused on anything except the show.
I'm focused on the show.
Yeah. And we're having a little trouble with that today too, I think.
So it doesn't make sense for someone like me, but I think it can make sense for people, but I think in some regards it's very hit or miss.
Right. And, well, I've been in the hobby so long that I've got a ton of stuff that needs to be painted.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't need something to add on to the pile of unfinished things. But I like the idea of it being a gift. And, it takes me at least an hour to get to a hobby shop. And anything beyond that one is even further away. And I'm sure there's plenty of people that don't have them as close as that. So in cases like that, you know, if you're living up in Tibet somewhere when you want to paint a figure, you're not just running to the hobby store. So,
no, of course not.
This could be a real good thing for some people.
I do have one constructive criticism for them that I think could make model box better.
What do you got?
So I think this would really help for people like you or I. So they theme the box. They know, like, they knew this was going to be Barbarians or whatever. They knew, like, the next one's going to be Suit Up, whatever that means, and there's a Wild West one or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how far in advance they know this, but I think if they had, like, a calendar to say, this year, these are our 12 themes, or even, like, for the next 6 months, this is what we worked out. They release that to their current subscribers so that the current subscribers know what they're going to be getting, and that for people who don't subscribe, they release the info 1 month in advance so that like for July, because June's being shipped, I would presume by now. But like for like the July one, you can go on their website and on social media and all their other stuff. And you can see, oh, July will be this theme. You don't know what's in it, but you know, the theme is going to be like space or something.
Right.
So it's kind of like the Wargaming magazine. So if you go and you pick up Wargames Illustrated or Wargame Soldiers and Strategy, a lot of people I know don't like to subscribe to them because not that they're not worth subscribing to, but because they never know what's going to be in it. They don't know what the theme's going to be all the time. So they hit up the newsstand to see, oh, is this an issue that I'm going to want? If it's all about naval wargaming, I don't naval wargame. I don't want naval wargaming in it. So it's not worth them to get. But if they knew in advance, they would say, okay, I got to remember to go to the game store to pick it up, because this is one that I want, or I don't want to go to the game store to pick up that magazine because they're doing a theme I don't like. So if Hobby Box, I keep on calling it different names, Model Box, I'm sorry, if Model Box released that in advance and said, okay, next month it's going to be Cowboys and Indians or whatever, unconventional conflicts or something, just release whatever the theme is, you, I, and whomever else could look and find out what it is and say, okay, do you know what? That's one that we like. We like the theme. We don't know what's in it, but we like the theme. So we'll subscribe for the 1 month so we get that box. And we'll take a chance on what it is.
That's not bad. I had a couple of thoughts while you were rambling on through all that. And
as I do.
Right. Well, now it's my turn. I don't really like not knowing what's coming, you know, for the reasons we already talked about. But if I had these are the choices this month, and I could pick one, like you just told me there were four different types of barbarians, but you're getting whichever one. You don't even have a choice. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I would like to have a choice, and maybe I'd be more interested in making that choice if I had a choice. And the other thing I thought would be a good way to do it, let's say I have a subscription for a year, but I don't want what's coming in April. So I just tell you, don't send that. And my subscription would be extended another month into the year. So I'm getting stuff that I want. You know, I don't want the space theme, but I want the Western theme.
That's pretty cool.
I personally would like to see what's coming and be able to choose, you know, from the five Western figures, which particular ones I wanted. But, you know, that's just me. I'm it's not my show, but that's what I would like to see.
No, I mean, I can't see them being like, we're going to send you one of these four figures. You pick which one it is.
I don't mean that way. I mean, just post it.
You will get one of these four. Here's what they look like.
Yeah. And there's 1, 2, 3, and 4. Which one do you want me to send this month? And I pick 4. So that's the one I get.
Okay.
And then they send me 3 and I'm not happy because I asked for 4, which is probably what would happen. But,
yeah. See,
I think of it like the book club. The book club, supposedly, if you didn't want the book,
you send it back.
You could send it back. I don't want to send anything back.
No.
You know, let me pick what my choices are. And if I don't like the choices, then I'll just hold off to the next time there are more choices.
I don't think they would do that just because
I think
part of the core idea is that you're not supposed to know exactly what's in it. But I think what they could use is your other idea of, okay, they tell you in advance what the theme's going to be. Theme's going to be space. You don't want to do anything with space. So you tell them, don't send me the space one because it's not going to be any use to me. Just save yourself the trouble and extend.
Save me the trouble of telling you I don't want it. Yeah. I'll probably end the subscription if I start getting stuff I don't want anyway.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I think that's what it is. And I would love to know how many people who do this just pay 1 month at a time, as opposed to those who pay, like, say, every 3 months or who pay every 6 months.
Yeah, that would be interesting to know that.
And my gut feeling is most people pay quarterly because you get some discount, and I think some people would figure it's worth trying for 3 months just to see what we're going to get, that I can spend that money because I'd spend it on like a box set of figures somewhere else or a bunch of figures or a set of rules or something anyway. So I'll spend that money to give this a try and see if I like it for the 3 months. And I think that's what maybe most people would do. And then I think the next group would probably be people just pay 1 month at a time.
Yeah, I don't know. This wouldn't be for me at all. But I don't really want to knock it because it might be great for some people. Maybe that's exactly what they're looking for. They like the surprise, and they're gonna, you know, they don't really care what it is anyway. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe you get something that you really like. Like, you know, maybe somebody got those figures you got today and says, "Hey, these are great. I think I'm gonna get more barbarians and do a whole barbarian thing."
I think that's part of the hope. And I don't know if it's like the company's hope or just the general communal hope of people who like these sort of things, is that it's going to introduce them to something that they would never have thought of trying before. And that because they're kind of forced to try it, that maybe they'll end up liking it and discover something new that makes them happy. And I think it just really depends on the type of person and who it is.
I think that this would be something that a D&D player would be more interested in than a war gamer, because we want to build armies, you know. But D&D, they're more into characters. They don't need 50 of a type of different character. They want different individual types of characters because, you know, they want variety in their game. As far, you know, everybody's not going to be a barbarian in this game. That wouldn't make any sense.
No, I think they did a previous theme at some point. I don't remember when it was, but I think a previous theme at one point was just like World War II. So I think they had like Woodland Scenics, some terrain stuff from them. So you could do terrain work and base work on it. I think they may have had some bolt action figures in it, like a blister of a couple guys or something. And I think they did some stuff like that, and maybe some components to customize a tank and that sort of stuff, I think was. So it varies. This happens to be barbarians this time, and next time is another theme. And
it's almost like it's samples, huh?
Kind of. And I mean, I can understand the appeal for it. Like, the idea I think is fantastic, but I don't think it's for everyone. And I don't think it's for me necessarily.
Yeah. I don't think it's fantastic, but I don't think it's a bad idea either. Well, probably could be improved on. I don't know if our suggestions are going to help anybody, but there's probably a better way to do it. But how do you know?
The company might come across this episode and say, "Hey, you know, we like some of the stuff that the guy said." And
yeah, those two jackasses don't know anything. I'm not listening to them.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe they'll be like, "They're off the mark. Why did he even bother?"
What did we send those to him for? We'll never do that again.
Yeah, forget him. We're done with him. Him and his Wargaming Recon. Yeah. Who does he think he is?
Yeah. What a waste.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I do really like
longest running war game podcast on the planet. You got to be kidding me.
And I like the concept of it because I think it's kind of cool and neat and different. But again, it just, not to beat a dead horse, but I think it really does depend on who the person is and like not.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that before you opened it, I was kind of hoping that there'd be something in there I wanted. You know? But yeah. Not really.
And I could actually, do you know, I could see this working for someone with an addictive personality, because I think it plays on that whole magic card kind of thing. For any of those collectible kind of games, you never know what you're going to get. So you keep on doing it in hope of getting what you would like. So someone might keep subscribing in hope.
Oh, like pulling the arm on the slot machine? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Like you're going to keep on getting a model box in hope of getting something that is really going to tickle your fancy. And so like, I think it would work for someone like that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think you and I are pretty addictive. It doesn't sound like it's working for us.
I mean, it's well done. It's well packaged. The products are really good. You get good value for your money.
But I'm not criticizing the products at all. Those are the products. Like you said earlier, certainly worth the money.
It should get high marks by all respects. But for me, where it doesn't is the thing that a lot of people would like about it, and that is the unpredictableness of it. Because if I'm going to buy figures, I'm going to want like World War II figs, or I'm going to want Rev War figs, or I'm going to want terrain, and that kind of stuff. Like, I know specifically what stuff I want, and there's a variety of it. It doesn't all necessarily make sense, not all the same time period or whatever, but like, I know precisely what I want, but maybe Joe Schmo down the street doesn't. And so in that case, this is perfect for Joe Schmo.
I wonder what we,
if you know what you want.
I wonder what we would have to say if what we wanted, something we wanted, was in that box.
Oh, so like,
if we really wanted, you opened it up and there was something that we really did want, which I'm not even sure what that could possibly be for me. And I don't think you know either. But, it might have been something that, oh, yeah, wow. And we might have a whole different point of view. So maybe it's the wrong issue.
So maybe Cormac of the Red Hand is actually a leader of a new faction in Hinghai.
Well, he certainly could be.
He's a warlord of some sort.
If you do a credible painting job on that, I may insist that you bring him to Hinghai and command him around the table for a few hours.
So like in that regard, he could work for you. Or
he could. But he's not what I'm... You know how like you go in an antique store and you don't really know what you're looking for? But when you see it, you know it.
I've never been in an antique store.
You haven't? Oh, well,
I'll take your word.
Okay. Well, let's pick some other kind of store, though.
Like you're going in a game store and you're looking for a particular model that you...
Or a game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just something that's going to stand out and make you happy. Oh, I must have it.
Yeah. You've never seen it before in your life, but all of a sudden you got to have it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could have been in that box. We don't know.
It could have. It wasn't for me.
Me either.
So... I gotta ask, the bottom line feeling on this for you, is this something you would recommend for someone?
I'm not sure if there's anyone specific that I would recommend it to,
but I would
mention it to people because it might be something that somebody might want to give a try. And I did like your idea of it being a gift. You know, if you wanted to show somebody in the hobby some appreciation for something, maybe they did something for you that you want to show appreciation, you know, maybe they're not going to get something in there that they necessarily wanted like us, but you might know somebody that really would enjoy that Barbarian, even though it's something you're not going to do something with. You might know somebody that, you know, look at all the people we know in gaming. I'm pretty sure someone listening right now would love to have that Barbarian.
Well, I tell you, for me, my bottom line is it depends. So like, not to be coy about it, but like, I would recommend this and I guess I am therefore recommending it to listeners, but I think it's yes if that's kind of what you're looking for. So if you're willing to take a chance and you don't really know and you like that kind of stuff and you want to see something new and try when maybe get into something new, then yeah, definitely do this. But if you're someone like Mike or myself, and you just really know what you want and you're more specific and that kind of stuff, it's probably not for you. But I could see this being really good, like for the show, to do like a giveaway someday for listeners and
Some sort of contest. Stuff like that.
Yeah, and then say, hey, you get the winner is going to get 1 month of Model Box, and then we pay and they get sent to them or something like
that. So yeah, I think something like that would be cool. Great. Yeah, but that's perfect for that kind of thing.
I can't see most people being like, I'm so glad I've signed up for Model Box for yet my fourth year in a row. For most people, I don't think that's going to be the thing. Like, I hope Model Box is around for 4 years in a row. I hope they're around for a long time because I think they can do wonderful things. But just for me, it's not.
Yeah, well, it's not for us right now, but we don't know what direction they're going either. They might come up with, a whole different kinds of packages that maybe we would be drooling over. You don't know.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I don't want to see anybody in the hobby go out of business. You know, they'll figure out a way to make it work, I hope.
Yeah, and I really do hope so. And I think they get some good stuff here. I think they're onto a good idea. I would love to check back with them in like a year's time just to see how things are, what's going on, and try reviewing another thing to see if they continue to do stuff the same way and if they how things change and what's in it. And I think it just happens to be are reviewing the Barbarian box.
How long has this been around? I'm hoping some listeners have actually had the experience and will comment and let us know what they think.
So their website has a copyright from 2015 on it.
Okay, so they haven't been around too long.
So that's a couple years. Right. And I'm going to presume that they didn't exist before that. And most people, when they create a website, they don't think to update the copyright information for every year, although you're supposed to. So I'm going to guess 2015 is when they started.
Sure.
But right.
So, I mean, if they've been going for 2 years, somebody might be buying something.
They have to, because, I mean, they're not going to stay afloat otherwise. No. One thing I really liked about them, actually, and I need to give them this credit, is they sent this overseas to the U.S., and it was for the price of, I mean, they sent it to us for review, but, like, if I was to buy it, it would be the price of £23.99 British pounds. Not £23.99 British pounds plus pay extra for postage because you're international. And that's what happens a lot of times. Like people across the pond, they buy something from a game company here and they pay whatever the cost, they pay the 30, whatever it is for the item, plus they pay shipping, plus it costs extra shipping for whatever. There's a guy I know who bought, he's into like sci-fi cosplaying and costume design and that kind of stuff. So he bought some clothing to create a costume for Battlestar Galactica. And he bought some stuff from a U.S. company. He paid extra for the international shipping. He's in the U.K., went to the U.K. Then he had to pay even extra for VAT, the value added tax, and extra for customs. And those last two he wasn't expecting, but because he's international, he thought it was included with all the extra fees and stuff he's paying, but it wasn't. And so he had to pay all this extra stuff on top of everything. So usually when you do international kind of stuff, you kind of get shortchanged
to
shipping.
They soak you.
And this, none of that. It's here's the price you pay.
Yeah, that's
included everything.
That's because it was coming here. I wonder what would be in the reverse. I know a friend of mine that sold stuff on eBay, and he lost one of his customers because the guy was outraged about what it was costing him, and it sounded like eBay was taking a pretty hefty chunk out of the deal.
eBay really does.
I don't know how. I don't do if I'm selling something. I don't do international anyways.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many different things, rules and regulations, but the costs alone, I think no matter which way you go, the costs end up being astronomical. And I was just really impressed that Model Box, I keep calling it Model Box, which is the name, so it's good that I call that.
Well, it's good you get it right.
for a chain. But I was just really impressed that they were like, it's £23.99 British pounds a month, and that includes everything. Doesn't matter where you are, anywhere we're willing to do business, that's what it is. And then off it goes.
Right.
So I felt that was very well done and very impressive. And
I think that's nice. I don't like having to calculate another hunk on, you know, I want to know the whole cost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they do it, but, and if they're doing a lot of international business, I don't know how they're able to soak up all those extra costs. But they'll bill them to the end user. unless they get just such a really good deal. Maybe there's so many people who are doing this that they can really do an economy of scale so that they can get all these figures for like next to nothing. Or maybe they don't need, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, when I buy a magazine subscription, I like to think that that's it. I paid them.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my 12 issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't like if it works any other way, I would be.
And I mean, those international magazine subscriptions, a thing like WSNS, I love them, right? But the postage, because it's international, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people turn to digital magazines. I still want like a physical something in my hand, but a lot of people do that. And even if you buy a one-off, generally near us is a Hobby Bunker, which is a great gaming store.
Right.
And they have a lot of these European wargaming magazines that you can get. They're like 10 or 12 bucks for one issue, if you just buy one issue, and that's American. Right. I mean, but it's because of the postage.
Well, that's why I'm, you know, really going to buy anything that way. I'd rather, you know, go to Hobby Bunker or Adler Hobby or somebody else that has it on the shelf, and that's the price right there.
You know?
So I don't have to
screw. And then you're supporting the local business, which is really good.
Well, that too. Yeah. Well, I mean, not only they're your friends, more than
of course.
Business. Yeah.
So it helps, but it's just like they got to pay the international shipping. Right. So whether you go direct through a subscription and you pay the international shipping, or you go to your local game store, which paid the international, someone has to pay the shipping. It's not going to ship for free.
Right.
So someone does it. So I don't know how they do it here at for these subscription services here at Modelbox, but they did a way where this is the one price you pay, and that covers everything. The stuff inside, shipping covers it all. And well,
somehow they got to figure it out, which is good for them, because I don't think they're getting two customers out of us.
No, I mean, like I said.
Not yet, anyway.
I think it's good. I think it can be good for people. I looked back, actually, on their website. They have a blog. And I actually looked back because I had mentioned earlier with you, Mike, about how you could go on the website and see what was in previous boxes. So, like,
yeah, do they sell leftovers? Maybe I can search around and see if they got something they didn't get rid of that I want.
No, but they do happen to say that April 2017 had something that you would have liked. It was called Bombshells, and it had figures that would have been good for Frostgrave. It had Wild West stuff. It was women had some really neat bases. They did in March of 2017. It was War, and that's must be the one I was thinking of. Had bolt action figures.
Well, that one you just described before the War one. I mean, I want that one.
This was.
You know, I would have paid for that month.
You didn't know what you were going to get, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
But it was a variety of command blisters. British Army Command, British Airborne HQ, US HQ, German High Command.
I'm doing Japanese.
From Gale Force 9, one of their tanks from the Tanks game. They gave you some Flames of War paint and you with a bullet top on it and paintbrush. And then you got a really cool looking foxhole that would be great for like a diorama or a terrain piece. Like that would have been perfect for us. And
that
depends on the month. It's really
That's Europe. So I don't do Europe. I'm doing Burma or something, or China or something. But that wasn't a bad one, you know.
No, but like the terrain piece would have been really good for you, because that can be used.
Oh, I would have. Really. I'd have.
That would have been great. I mean, even the figures you. Could have
it's not that I wouldn't use them, but it's just, you know, I want it to be something that I'm planning on using.
Yeah,
I
got so much stuff laying around.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll get right to it. You know, push everything else off the bench that's supposed to be getting worked on, and get busy on something new that I shouldn't be doing because I should finish the stuff that's on there. Who does that?
Not me.
Not me either.
So I'm gonna give it a thumb up. As opposed to two thumbs up.
Well, I'll give it a thumb. You know, it's not a thumbs up for me, but I'm not giving it a thumbs down at all. I don't think it's a bad thing.
And neither am I. I'm not like, yay, it's super fantastic. And I'm not saying it's terrible because it's not. But
I wish we got last ones because I might be a little more. I might be saying, hey, you mind if I get my hands on that stuff? I'll paint them, you know?
I'm going to say I give it a thumb up. I think it's good. I think it could be really good for people. It depends on who it is. And if right circumstances, it can make it a difference. But it's definitely, it's worth the money just what you get. That alone, I think you get.
I don't knock it for that.
It's good value. It really is.
Not to mention, I'll keep my eye on them anyway because they might be doing something a little different or something that maybe I will be interested in.
Yeah, I didn't check their website.
They haven't been around very long, so who knows what they're up to next. You know?
Yeah, and I get the feeling they're a small enough company because there's another company similar to them with a different name that's based in the U.S. And either it went out of business or something happened, but I contacted this other company as well, and I never heard back from them. And I actually thought I was going to hear from them and not Modelbox. I was like, Modelbox is in the U.K., and they're not going to want to send. But the U.S. company might. And so I don't know if the U.S. company is out of business or if they just like forget you because we don't want to. I don't know what it was. But
we're Modelbox not giving this guy something. We're not giving him anything.
Who knows? Why don't we move on to my favorite part of the show, the mailbag, where we get to hear.
I knew that. I knew that's what it was.
From the listeners. Well, you knew it was my favorite. I hope you knew.
Yeah, of course I did. I hear it every time we do a show.
You do. So we got some feedback from listener Gabriel. It's about episode 184. That's Huzzah 2017. And he had some feedback for us. Just as a reminder for everyone.
I read this already.
Episode 184 is the one Adrian Benson and I did, and the feedback actually pertains to something that Adrian said. So Adrian and I talked about the set of rules, Chain of Command by Two Fat Lardies, and Adrian has played it at Huzzah several times, and there's one thing that he dislikes. It's the way mortar fire works. I've never played the game, so I don't want to go too much into it because I'm probably going to just get it wrong. But there's the way it works.
Listen to the podcast if you want to know.
Go back to episode 184. But basically, he thinks it's broken.
Well, from what I heard, I can't disagree with him.
And it very well might be. I don't know. But I'd love to hear from the owners of Two Fat Lardies just to find out like if the rule really is supposed to work that way. And if it is, would they consider rethinking it or what they think about host rules.
Let's have him on as guest with Adrian. Let's talk about it. Let's get this out in the open.
I know people who are friends with them, so it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Sounds like it's almost a done deal to me.
Doesn't it? We'll see. But listener Gabriel said, quote, "So I'm listening to the discussion around Chain of Command and the mortar attack rule, and I agree. Having watched a number of mortar fires, they tend to fall around, and there are a lot of things which need to align each time shots are fired. I like to make sure, quote, danger close, unquote, is dangerous, so that if you start calling for mortars, or worse, artillery fires, you risk them falling on you if you are not careful. But I agree, if you don't like the indirect fires, change it." So Gabriel, first of all, I want to say thank you very much for your comments. And Gabriel's been a guest on the show, and he has military experience. And
yeah, he's seen it actually in the field. So
he has. So he knows what he's talking about. And I agree with you. And Adrian definitely would agree with you. Mike, it sounds like you're agreeing with him too.
Well, I don't disagree. That's for sure.
I don't know why it is the way it is in the game. But from what Adrian said, it sounds like people who play the game like that it's that way. I don't know, it would put me off, but I think it's worth having clarification somehow.
Well, you know what I say about rules anyway. I say it almost every episode. Rules suck.
You do. And I'm a firm believer, you know, if you don't like it, house rule it. Make it different.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they're your rules now. Do what you want with them.
Yeah, and I think there's nothing wrong with it. I really do.
No, there isn't. As long as everybody's on the same page and agrees that this is what we're going to do now.
Absolutely.
It's your game.
And if there's someone new coming in, you let them know in advance, this is how we tend to handle this, just so you're aware, so that way they're not caught blindsided, because that's not fair.
Right. And if the author's standing over your back complaining about what you're doing, tell them to screw.
Yeah. They can run it a different way.
When he's running it, he can do what he wants to do.
That's absolutely. So why don't we take a moment just to get through a few announcements. I want to start off by thanking our Patreon backers, Patrick, Chris Parker from DaveBattleGames.com, Kyle from Vermont. And I want to remind all of you, we are about halfway to meeting our next Patreon goal. That'll allow us to give a fair wage to our audio editor, Joshua Shoebridge, down in Australia. He makes the show sound good so that you can actually bear listening to me so I don't sound like terrible.
It's way overdue.
It is, and I'm a firm believer in making sure people are paid fairly for the work that they do. And I tell you, audio editing is terrible. It's just, you wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Worse than painting, huh?
It takes so much time, and it's very particular. Like, you really have to pay attention to every little thing, and he does a fantastic job of it. He's very skilled. He's an expert in all this kind of stuff, and he knows how to do it. But, like, he has a family, and that's not his job. Like, he does it for us because he likes us, and he gets paid a little bit. But, like, he should get paid what he should get paid.
He'd like us a lot more if he was getting paid what he's supposed to get paid.
Exactly. And so the goal will do that, and that'll make sure that he can continue to do this, because eventually it's going to become untenable, I would presume, for him to keep on doing it the way he's doing. He might end up having to say, I'm sorry, I really can't do it anymore, because, like, I gotta, you know, pay bills and put food on the table and that kind of stuff. So this would make sure that doesn't happen. So we're halfway there. You can become a backer for as little as $1 per month. That'll help us inch our way towards a goal. Backers get episodes before non-backers, and you also get behind-the-scenes content, and there's other rewards depending on what level you're at. Things like custom D6, and you can get T-shirts and bumper stickers and shout-outs on the show and all that kind of stuff. And what else do we have to say? You can go to our show notes, wargamingrecon.com/WR186, and that'll have a link to the Patreon and all the other stuff we talked about here on the show, has links and all of that kind of stuff. The next episode, episode 187, releases on July 10th, 2017. Can you believe it? July 10th. That's crazy. Wow. But we're going to be talking with the vice president from the Maine Historical Wargamers Association, and he's going to talk about what it's like to run Huzzah and put on a convention, and what the MHWA does, and what it's like to be a Wargamer dad. And I'm proud to say that I'm a member now of the MHWA, and I have to say they are sponsors of the show. And Mike, are you a member?
No, I'm too cheap to be a member. I'm running my own club that doesn't cost anything to be a member, but that's all I got in me right now.
That's okay.
I love those guys though.
You do. You are very proud to talk about them and support them and help give PR to them. So I know they appreciate that. So it'll be good to have him on and have a really cool discussion about all those really neat things. So people should check for that. July 10th, 2017 is when that episode comes out. And just make sure you visit the episode guide on the website. We'll have a link in the show notes as well. But the episode guide kind of just tells you what's coming up down the road, all the different episodes, when they come out, who's going to be on them, topics, and if you're going to be on, or if Adrian or Alex, who's going to be on.
I should look at that and see if I'm going to be on.
You are planned to be on for quite a few of them coming up, actually, because we're going to have to. You are, because we have to talk about OGC. We're going to have to talk about Council of Five Nations. We're going to have to talk about Carnage.
You got a lot of reminders coming up, Jonathan.
Coming throughout the rest of the year. And then we have an interview with Sam Mustafa, is going to be showing up later on.
That'll be interesting.
And we're doing a review of his game of Aurelion. Later in July, that'll come out. And what else we do? We got the Hobby Bunker Game Day and just so many things. It's a busy year. But,
well, as long as it keeps us busy, I'm happy.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And I hope people continue to like to listen and like what we do here. So, Mike, any other things you want to mention or thoughts about Model Box or any of that kind of stuff before we wrap up this episode?
I don't want to make it sound like we were too negative on the Model Box thing, because I don't think it's a bad thing. I think somebody's, you know, people are out there that definitely would enjoy it. Give it a shot, I suppose. But I'd like to mention the OGC is not too far away, and that's where I'm going to be running Hang High next.
Absolutely. So people should be sure to visit OGC and play some games there. Is it too late for people to say they want to run something?
I don't think it is. I know there's very few miniatures games going off, so I'm pretty sure you could probably sneak one in if somebody wanted to do that. Because it's not so much a miniatures convention, but it's close to home, and you know they let me have a space, and I love going there. I have a lot of great people, so I'm going to have fun. I don't know about anybody else, but that's my mission. I'm going to be there.
That's all you can ask. So I hope people will check it out.
Me too.
See what's going on at the Open Gaming Convention, and we'll have a link to that as well in the show notes. Well, Mike, thank you very much for being a co-host for this episode of the show.
That was fun, Jonathan. Yeah, we weren't too negative. I think we did okay.
No, we do well. We always do well. We are fair.
We are fair.
I think we really are.
Right.
And I got to say, no one's ever said we weren't.
Right. Not yet. Let's see what they say in the you know, you got some comments coming after this one. We'll see.
People say many things, but they've never said anything about us being fear or biased or any of that. And I'm very proud of that.
Right. I hope we maintain that on this episode.
I think we have.
All right. Well, we're going to find out. That's not up for us to decide, actually.
No. We can have our own thoughts about it, but we'll find out what our community of listeners.
Well, we always think we're great.
Well, of course we do. We are, aren't we?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
We are pretty great.
I guess so. We're supposed to keep that to ourselves. We're not that great.
Well, we'll just pretend I never said that. That's just a secret between us here and everyone listening.
Yeah, no one's listening. Yeah, okay.
Nobody knows.
No, I hope somebody's listening.
People listen.
Just not listening to that crap.
No. Well, I want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen to this episode of Wargaming Recon. Remind you, visit those show notes, wargamingrecon.com/WR186. And that has links and all the stuff we talked about. And the next episode comes out on July 10th, 2017. So I know that no matter how busy you are, no matter how much time you're opening up, thinking about getting or looking at your model box, that you know you have to, you need to keep on gaming. Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon on your mobile device. Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the TSR Podcast Network. Visit wargamingrecon.com/TSRPN for more information and to learn about the other good shows on the network. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit wargamingrecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 19th through the 21st, 2017 at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.